Let's all eat the Indian way as we're stealing Cape Cod Bay on Happy Turkey Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pop Culture Ninja. I'm Nathan here with Nathan. Nathan, what's going on, man?
Getting ready for the holidays. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. In the words of Adam Sandler, gobble gobble goo and gobble gobble giggle. Wish that turkey only cost a nickel.
Yeah, let's go back and redo that. We already had to redo this once because I had my headphones wrapped around my neck. But I think we're going to have to try that a third time. Wow. Yeah.
It's Come on, important. Busting it out old
That's right.
school, man.
It's 2016. It's time to quote the poets.
So real quick, before we dive into this, we are going to be talking about Thanksgiving. Probably a little bit of a shorter one today, about 30 minutes. And, you know, just wanted to throw a holiday episode out there. But real quick, for those of you who did not do the contest, we recognize that because of what we're doing on Pop Culture Ninja, releasing them on These Go to 11 Podbean site, that many of you who listen are probably just listening in over there. And you guys are probably like 17 episodes behind because we're releasing three podcasts on that site. So, you know, that contest, we're going to extend that a little further because, you know, people are probably behind on that. So go ahead and make sure that, you know, we're going to be pushing the iTunes reviews till the end of the year. So once we get through the end of the year, we'll go ahead and lighten up on those. But remember, iTunes reviews are the best way that people can find us and listen to us online. It has absolutely nothing to do with us just wanting, you know, to look awesome. Even if you rate us poorly, those reviews help. So hopefully you don't rate us poorly. Hopefully if you're listening to us, you like us. But, you know, go ahead and... send out an iTunes review and win a free copy. What's the movie again, Nathan?
Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Feel
free to leave them too on Pop Culture Ninja because we're still doing stuff over there. We probably will be even after the merge because we have still Phantom Galaxy going on.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, you know, keep throwing those up on These Go to 11, but particularly because of Pop Culture Ninja, throw them on the Pop Culture Ninja one because that's going to build that up. Part of the reason why we're doing the merge is because of this reason. But you know what? If things really start rolling on Pop Culture Ninja, then we won't take down the site. We'll keep it running the way it is. So, you know, that will tell us that you guys really like having them separated and we can continue rocking and rolling that way. So let's dive right in, man. Thanksgiving. We are sitting here drinking a winter lager.
Sam Adams winter lager, yes.
Yep. It's tasty. It's better than I remember it being.
Well, I think it's a newer... It may just be new packaging has made me think, oh, it's new. But it tastes a little different.
Mm-hmm.
This is orange peel, cinnamon, and ginger.
Definitely,
I feel
it's
a little different than the previous one.
Yeah, definitely I'm getting the hints of the cinnamon and ginger in there. The orange peel is a little more diluted, but citrus stuff can be in a beer like this.
I think it's good. I feel like the ones that they had in the past were a little... too citrusy for a winter. This is from the mix pack, and I've already killed the two old Fizzywig.
Yeah,
that's by far the best. I kind of wish that they just did. I've never seen it. I'd love to see them just sell a six pack of that.
Yeah,
that's the good stuff. The chocolate box are good too. They're still in there, but I wanted to try winter lager because I had not had. I don't think that I had this one yet.
Yeah, very cool. So what we want to do is, you know, we're just going to run through some suggestions for you for drinks. We're going to talk a little bit about our Thanksgivings and what we do. And then, you know, maybe some movie suggestions that'll be good over Thanksgiving, too. You all probably be listening to this, you know, we're probably going to send this one out Monday.
Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah. So we should be days away. You should be panicking now.
That's right. So, you know, for drinks, of course, when anyone came into the store and people were saying, hey, I want beer for Thanksgiving, what should I get? I would always recommend Sam Adams Mix Pack. There are other beers that you can go to, but Sam Adams Mix Pack will always be my go-to for a party because it really does satisfy people who aren't into craft beers. They can usually find something that they like out of the mix pack. But it also, there's usually something in there for those craft beer drinkers who really enjoy something a little more tasty from the beer. It's got a little different, a little more unique.
And they always have, like, the winter lagers are pretty, it's not too crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty standard beer, I feel like.
Yep.
It's nothing that's going to really, you know, rock the boat.
Yeah.
And, of course, they always have their Boston Lager in there, yep, too. And the Old Fezziwig is really good if you like that more holiday sort of heavier beer.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. another one that I recommend, you'll be able to get it, Trogs Mad Elf.
I was going to recommend. And Trogs, actually, I think Trogs does a holiday. It's different from the Mad Elf, but mm-hmm. it does a holiday pack, too, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a little... the Mad Elf can be a little on the pricey because you're buying yeah. it like by the bottle, which yeah. is it's worth it. But the Trogs, I think, it does have a holiday pack, and I know that I think Magic Hat. I don't know if they have one. I just had their fall one. They were coming out of their like mm-hmm. Halloween one that yep. was really good, and they probably have a winter one too.
They'll be,
they're usually
yeah.
pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So that's great. Nathan, what are some wines that you would recommend for this time of the year?
Wines. Hmm.
What's something you typically enjoy drinking around Thanksgiving?
Manischewitz. No, I'm just kidding. you know, the Ria Nidhi. Anything that's cheap and by the bottle that causes your vision to blur. When you can, you know, like when all of your relatives...
Anything you can get with a handle.
And at the point when your relatives start to sound like that teacher from the Peanuts. Like, that's about where I like to be. No, I'm just kidding. It's funny because I don't... For most of our... Like, particularly Thanksgiving, it's funny because I don't think that we typically end up drinking a lot of, like, in terms of wine and things like that.
Okay.
And that's, I'm not even quite sure why that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much because we're fearful of domestic disturbances, but it just kind of, it never really manifests. I mean, I feel like Christmas, maybe we have a little bit more of that because, you know, you can kind of to the evening.
Sure. Yeah.
I think for the most part, although last year there was I think we did introduce some wine. I think my sister might have brought some wine, and we nice. Had we just had a really good wine here tonight, the Bogle.
Yeah,
like I think the mixed blend.
Yeah,
that I thought was very good. I tend to like Zinfandels and things like that. Mm-hmm. I think though, you know what tends to happen, sometimes family members will bring over. I like that now we're living in that age where you have better inexpensive wines.
Yes.
And that you don't have to worry about someone bringing over a yeah. jug of Ria Nidhi or yeah. or like Carlo Rossi or Manischewitz or something like that.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this is like drinking jelly with grain alcohol.
Let me mix my cranberry sauce in with this.
Yeah, pretty much. You wouldn't notice much of a difference. So how about you?
Yeah, I, you know, when I was working in the store, I have people come in and they'd ask me all the time, specifically about Thanksgiving, what should I pair with the turkey? Let me just say, my first go-to response will always be the same unless you press me for something more. Drink to your palate. If you enjoy Cabernet, drink a Cabernet. If you enjoy a Riesling, drink a Riesling. If you enjoy Zinfandel, drink a Zinfandel. There's no use in pairing. I would have people who would come in and they would say, I want to pair something with Thanksgiving dinner. I recommend a Pinot Noir. The reason why I recommend Pinot Noir is because it's subtle enough. Actually, this red, when you brought it down, Nathan, at first I thought it was a Pinot Noir because of how mild it was.
Yeah.
In terms of the tan and structure. And so it was good. So I would recommend this, you know, right off the bat, Bogle Red. But typically you're recommending a Pinot Noir because they're not very bold. And it just pairs well with the meat that you're eating. And I'd inevitably have somebody say, I don't like Pinot Noir. Well, then why are you asking me what you should pair with turkey? That's traditionally what you're pairing with the food. It goes best with it. So first and foremost, drink to your palate.
What do you pair with succotash?
nothing. You don't eat succotash.
I guess that's kind of the thing. Is like I'd be more likely to pull out a beer or something because like
sure.
for me Thanksgiving dinner, it's not. No, just I don't associate wine with Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not sure why that is, but don't know.
And typically, I mean, most guys, it honestly would depend on who was doing the shopping. If the wives were coming in doing the shopping, or the women were coming in doing the shopping. And this is really going to make me sound sexist, but this is what I saw. This is what I observed. Women who are coming in and doing the shopping, 90% of what they were buying was wine, and 10% of what they were buying was beer. If men were coming in and doing the shopping, other way around. 90% of what they were going to buy to pair with dinner was beer, and then 10% was going to be wine.
Now, is that because most guys try to eat Thanksgiving dinner from the couch?
Typically, well,
is that possible?
Well, what's going on is a couple of things. I mean, first of all, you've got, you know, the big football games are going on.
Right.
So they're going to be drinking the beer. They're going to be watching the football games. You know, they're going to be doing all, you know, the dude holiday stuff that you typically associate with Thanksgiving, where women are preparing the meal. So even as they're preparing the meal, there's a glass of wine being poured. You know, and then, of course, it's carrying over into dinner. So it really, it's the mentality and mindset.
Captured the
of,
1950s to a T.
Well, but really, I mean, it really honestly hasn't changed a ton from that.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably some families you've probably made a safe assumption.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I that's the thing, like, dude, I'll be the first to admit, in my house, I'm the one that does the cooking. It doesn't matter what's going on. I'm the one that's doing the cooking. So on Thanksgiving, I'm more likely to be in the kitchen working on the meal than my wife is. And that's just because I'm between the two of us, I'm the better cook. Now, she is the better baker by far. I can royally screw up cookies in a heartbeat. But she is the better baker by far. But traditionally still, most people... Again, what I observed coming into the liquor store, most people, when the women were coming in, they were looking for the wine. And so pairing wine with dinner, you're looking at a Riesling or a Pinot Noir, depending on if you're going red or white. You know, are there any mixed drinks that you found that you enjoy during this time of the year, Nathan?
That I can think of, mixed drink-wise. But don't tend to drink, again... alcohol tends to be kind of a secondary thing for mm-hmm. us at Thanksgiving. No good reason why, because we enjoy drinking.
Sure.
Not as a sport, mind you. Right. But I mean, we enjoy having a drink with dinner and things like that.
Sure.
But not many I can think of. How about you?
Actually, my favorite drink to make during this time of the year is hot buttered rum. It is an older drink, and I put my own little twists on it, but I absolutely... love it. The last time I made it, which actually was not last year, it was 2 years ago for a party, I forgot to dilute it with water. So it was really, really rummy. People were complimenting me on the flavor compared to the year before. But typically what you do is you take rum and you put it in a pot, or I'll use a crock pot, put the rum in, and then put, you know, water in to help dilute it. And then I use a caramel vodka to go in there, which
really what puts, brand?
So for the rum, I use Mountain Gay rum. It's a nicer quality than your typical Jack. For the caramel, I use a Dutch caramel, the Van Gogh Dutch caramel.
Oh, man. Van Gogh. And they have that Van Gogh, the coffee.
Yes.
That stuff is delicious.
Yes.
That's great.
It's expensive, which is why I only do this once a year. I mean, I'm spending close to $100 to make this one pot of hot buttered rum, but it is...
Feel
so
free, you know,
good.
You live only about 5 or 10 minutes away from us. I don't know, where's your Thanksgiving happening this year?
Thanksgiving's going to be in New Hampshire, but dude, we will be here for Christmas again, so.
Yeah, you're invited. but, you know, say, bringing that to light, you know, there are a couple of mixed drinks that we do like to do. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I tend to think of mixed drinks more in the sort of, you know, as a summer sort of
sure.
thing. And not so much like the hot drinks. But we do like to take, I'd say that a cheaper alternative sometimes, you can take something like cider mm-hmm. and do, I think it's super popular right now. But I think that the Pinnacle has a salted caramel vodka.
Yes.
That's inexpensive. You can get it for about $12,
yep.
I think, somewhere in that range. And it's not bad. I mean, if you don't mind the flavored vodka.
Right.
You're just adding it to something like hot chocolate or to... cider, and it makes a really good, mm-hmm. nice, warm drink. My wife, though, is she'll probably do this again. It involves no alcohol whatsoever. And I think you guys had some at Christmas, the spiced wassail.
Yes.
So she makes that, and it's a lot of different sort of, if I can find the recipe might even be cool to put it up, make it available for people, because it's a really easy to do drink. It's very delicious and nice and hot and no alcohol whatsoever. But it gives people that feel, for particularly for people who don't drink or can't drink, that it gives them that nice, hot, warm beverage that makes you kind of, it's like halfway between a nice, hot lemon tea and something that's more like a punch almost.
Yeah, and it was.
I think it's delicious. I mean, it is to me. And the nice thing, you can drink that and you're not ready to go to sleep or pass out or something. So that's kind of our go-to. If you talk about a drink that we like to make, we'll probably be doing that again for Thanksgiving and for Christmas.
So. Nice. Awesome. So, Nathan, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about movies. Let's go ahead and take three movies that you would recommend. You know, it's the holidays. Most people are definitely going to have Thanksgiving off. Well, it depends on if you work retail or not. But then, you know, people are usually taking the Friday off as well. So a lot of people are going to have a four-day weekend. What are some movies that you recommend as families are gathering together? You know, whether they have younger kids or it's just adult families, just three movies that you tend to like.
Only three.
I know.
But and I think that's hard because one of the things is, first off the bat, there really are not that many Thanksgiving related movies.
Yes.
You know, so I think that trying to find a Thanksgiving themed movie is a lot harder because, I mean, obviously Halloween has a ton of movies.
Yes.
And Christmas has a ton of movies. And most of the time you find that people are already starting to watch Christmas movies around that Thanksgiving time frame. I'm not going to necessarily make this one of my three choices, but I think the one Thanksgiving movie that, of course, it stands out to me, and actually, you know, we've talked about it again recently, was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes.
With John Candy and Steve Martin.
Yep.
And as we were discussing too, you know, it's a movie that you're not going to show young kids, probably.
Right.
There are a couple of scenes. It's that one scene where he has that kind of high-level freak out and just starts dropping the F-word as many times as he can muster. But still a really good movie and a kind of heartfelt movie that I think, to people who haven't seen it or haven't seen it in a while, that's a good fun movie that does encapsulate the Thanksgiving, the holiday, that element of it. Thanksgiving, see, when growing up,
and not
for
even,
me...
Let me kind of rephrase that. Not even necessarily Thanksgiving movies, but I remember that there were movies that we watched during that, and it was
To me, and that's been the thing. It's like, probably for many years, in more recent years, Thanksgiving is about the time when some of the big... At least it's sped up. The time in which movies get released now has accelerated.
Yeah.
But I'd say that about 5 or 10 years ago, summer movies that were big over the summer were just coming out. And that's still kind of true. Like Star Trek Beyond has just come out.
Yeah.
Legend of Tarzan. There's movies coming out. So in one element, I'd say this is a good time to kind of catch up on some of the big summer things that you missed.
Yep.
And some of those summer movies go down a lot easier.
Yes.
you know, after a belly full of turkey and maybe a couple drinks or something. And Thanksgiving is one of those times, I think, where it's nice you can find a movie that can be a little bit on the longer side. It's a good time to hit some of the big epics. So that's kind of where I was going. To me, a movie like, some people might find this frightfully boring, but a movie like Lawrence of Arabia, fantastic movie, definitely in probably my top five movies ever, makes for a nice after-dinner kind of meal. It might not be for everybody's taste, but it's a big historical epic. It is kind of rousing. So people who haven't seen it might be surprised to find it's more engaging than they think it was. And it's sort of this movie that, you know, you kind of almost make an afternoon of it if you're invested in that kind of thing. To me, growing up, it was movies, a movie even like The Wizard of Oz or The Sound of Music, kind of a big classic movie that's on a little bit on the long side. But honestly, Wizard of Oz is one I'm considering because my son saw it when he was very young, probably doesn't quite remember it. And I think my daughter would be into it, too. So that's a movie I'm considering, you know, The Wizard of Oz. When I was growing up, I seem to remember that the local stations, it's probably like Channel 54 or something, they would always try to find a theme, something you could just program on the day of that had a general time theme and just let it run, you know.
Right,
so like nine movies play and nobody's in the station, everybody's at home. And they would always inevitably, it would be those Harryhausen movies from the 1960s all the way like to the 80s, the like Clash of the Titans, the Mysterious Island, movies like that. Seventh Voyage of Sinbad is probably the one that would pop out to me, where just a really fun, old-school fantasy adventure movie. And I think any fantasy adventure movies, to me, they always go over sort of well. So The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, I think, would be a great sort of movie to have there. It's a family movie. It's fun. You're kind of going back a little bit. Those are three movies that I've named right there. There are probably others. Again, sometimes people, they gravitate towards comedies.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a decent amount of comedy. This is where you can start to get into some of those more holiday-themed movies. Meet Me in St. Louis would probably be the third recommendations in that. That does encompass Thanksgiving. It encompasses Christmas. I mentioned it last year when we did our Christmas show.
Yeah.
But I think that's a really fun movie. It's a little bit long. It's a musical. Mm-hmm. It really has a heart to it.
Yeah.
So I'd say if you're looking for something and you're looking for an all audiences kind of movie and your audience doesn't mind older movies,
yeah,
then something like I would say Meet Me in St. Louis or Sound of Music, the great kind of movies to throw on there.
Nice.
And then, I mean, I'm trying to think. Finding Dory just came out. That'd be a really fun movie, mm-hmm. I think, for if you're looking for something that's a little bit newer and has that all audiences sort of feel to it.
Sweet.
How about you?
Very cool. Yeah, so, for me, and you and I were just talking offline, the one movie that I remember watching growing up every year, because for whatever reason, TBS or TNT, one of the stations, they played it, and it was on a continuous loop on Thanksgiving. Every year, The Last Starfighter.
I do quite enjoy that movie.
And you know, I associate, for whatever reason, I associate Thanksgiving with that because, I remember being younger, my father and I would watch it, usually once in the morning and then once in the evening because it was on its loop. And so for me, that's one movie. Again, nothing to do with Thanksgiving whatsoever, but I associate it with Thanksgiving. One that I would recommend for you to, watch with the kids. I remember watching it with my dad and enjoying it. Fun movie. One that I definitely recommend. One that my wife and I watch every single year without fail is Miracle on 34th Street.
That's a great movie, yeah.
She grew up watching the older one with her mother. We've kind of adopted the newer one, although we enjoy both. She actually loves the older one a little more, I think, but I just have more of an affinity for the newer one with...
Richard Attenborough,
thank you, and Mara Wilson in those roles. So I really enjoy that, and I'm sure we'll be watching that again. And then, it's hard because as a third one, I think probably this is where we do really start our Christmas movies. Miracle on 34th Street, you can almost justify as a Thanksgiving movie because it starts on Thanksgiving, even though it finishes on Christmas. Yeah. But for me, this is where we start the watching of the Christmas movies and all that stuff. So probably, A Charlie Brown Christmas is another one that we'll watch, over that Thanksgiving day.
So, cool. And it's a nice 20 minutes.
It is. Yes. So we have a few more minutes here. We want to keep this one a little shorter, but Nathan, talk to me a little bit about, some of your traditions, some of those things that you look forward to each Thanksgiving day.
And for us, we kind of always watch the Macy's Day Parade or whatever mm-hmm. parade was sort of on TV. That's still sort of a thing that we do, and I look forward to kind of doing that with the kids, and that's fun. The afternoon movies, for us in the family too, we like to play games, like not like mind games,
right.
Though sometimes that happens too, but board games. And so I think board games are always a fun thing to do, and it's kind of cool to see my kids kind of get into it. My son is he's just dying to play Ticket to Ride, which is a train game. He's still a little young for it, though. He won't be listening to this, so I can mention this, but we did find that there's a Ticket to Ride for young kids. It starts about like age 6. I think we could squeeze him in there, and we're gonna probably give that to him for Christmas. But we're looking forward to playing some games and board games, and like we do enjoy like the party games too. Kind of like family can get together and play, and we find that sometimes can really help the whole tone of things. Gives you something to do,
sure.
kind of interact and whatnot. One of my favorite games is a game called Dominion. I don't know if you've ever played. It's a card game. Yes. Simple to learn, has a lot of different facets to it.
Yep.
And so if you're someone whose main understanding of board games, and I'm not ragging on these, but it's down to things like Clue or Monopoly. Those are perfectly fine games, and I still actually like a good game of Clue.
Yeah.
But I think you and I were talking, and we'd love to do a movie night where you watch Clue and play Clue and come dressed as characters from
That's
Clue.
Right.
So we might have to live podcast that if it ever happens.
That would be great. Theme that would dinner be party.
Fun. Yes, a theme, yes. The Clue dinner party, that would be fun. But, yeah, so board games, I think, are something that we do. The movies, and then... You know, I don't know that there's a lot else because growing up, we were never really into the sports that much. So, sure. You know, depending on the weather, we would sometimes take a walk or things like that. I don't know. As I've gotten older, the walk has usually been replaced by a nap. So how about you?
Yeah, so similar, you know, a couple variations in there. You know, some Macy's Day Parade would be thrown in there. You know, it's funny because I remember particularly around the holidays, like our breakfasts, you know, breakfast was usually mom would make some kind of a quiche dish for breakfast.
Yeah, we do that too. We'll do like the breakfast casserole. Yeah. It's kind of a sausage, eggs, cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, that was usually prepared the night before and then, you know, it was heated up in the morning. So, you know, we were getting up and the parade would be on and we would be in various states of, you know, running back and forth from the dining room to the living room, eating some kind of, you know, cartoons would be playing, you know, in some area. And then, you know, some kind of video games were going on. And, you know, so just kind of very low key in the mornings. And then it depended sometimes, depending on the various states of friendships that we had, we might have a football game that we would go out and play. Not anything... crazy, of course, but you know, just
you don't want anything to come back up.
What's that?
You don't want anything to come
exactly,
back up.
Exactly. You know, and then of course, the Thanksgiving meal. One of the things that I remember during that time is we would, for whatever reason, I remember there figure skating would typically be on Thanksgiving evening, and I don't know why I remember that, but you know, our family enjoyed the Olympics growing up and loved figure skating. And so we were usually watching some kind of figure skating event that was
Like I have a vague memory of that, of what you're talking about, like the figure skating.
Yeah, so that was usually our Thursday night was, you know, watching the figure skating. But very low-key and, you know, just I remember friends and family just being very involved in that day. You know, it wasn't a day, like... I found that many times looking back, and even now as I'm older, I try to covet my Christmas mornings more with just joy myself and, you know, whoever we have immediately with us, whether it be E or, you know, another family member who's just immediately there. And so I covet that alone time. But for Thanksgiving, I always remember, you know, there being aunts and uncles in and out of the house, my parents inviting various friends from work to come over. And, you know, so there just always being lots of people in the house during that time, which I always loved and appreciated. So,
yeah, I think that's, you know, I agree with you. Like Christmas, we kind of have different like levels to the day. Mm-hmm. You know, you sort of start with, we have our immediate family, then usually Jen's parents come over, and then we'll, you know, my parents come over, and then by the end we've got Eddie Hooligan who wants to show up.
That's right. Hence the reason I was over last year.
but it's fun, and I know what you mean with Thanksgiving. It's still that element of you kind of pulling everything together. We've had some pretty crazy, you know, Thanksgivings in the past. We had one where Jen, like, threw her back out, so that made for very interesting me trying to figure out how exactly to do that. And we've had... You know, it feels like most of them in the past few years, somebody's gotten sick or hasn't been able to make it. So we're kind of dealing with who we've got there at the time.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, always a fun time. It's interesting, I think, to see the different ways that people celebrate. And that they're, you know, I think that Thanksgiving, you know, you always identify with the food. But to me, I mean, the food's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend not to be, I don't know, I have a certain capacity. So sure. I look like this because I eat all the time, sparsely here and there, not so much because I just binge eat all at one time.
Right.
So, but I think it's a really good time to be able to get together. and have, you know, to kind of put aside a lot of stuff and just have good quality time. And I think that's the thing, you know, to end on the, you know, after school special message. Right. I mean, but legitimately to say, you know, to take the time to truly be thankful. And I think, you know, regardless of how you think things are turning out or what's going on, be that on a macro level or a micro level, that there's still an opportunity to be thankful for all of, you know, for all the things we have. I mean, that we even have the abilities and freedoms we do. You know, we assume a lot of things about our situation because we have taken so much for granted.
Yeah.
That when a new wrinkle comes along, we're looking at the wrinkle and not the fact that there's a sheet to have a wrinkle in.
Right.
And I think that's doubly true sometimes of families, you know, that we can be so concerned about what another person thought or did or voted for or whatever.
Yeah.
That it's really a time to lay that stuff aside. And it should be a single day, but it's got to start somewhere. For those people who don't see your family except once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
Make the most of it.
Let me throw this out here. For those of you listening, let's all make a commitment together. Let's be a little less douchey this Thanksgiving to one another. How about that?
Well, okay, there you go. Far more heartfelt. Thank you.
Guys, this has been great. Nathan, I really enjoyed this time. All right, guys, this has been great. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us. We're going to go ahead and...
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.